Today, Donald Trump said North Carolina should let people use the restroom that those people feel is appropriate, and that the famously transgendered Caitlyn Jenner could use any bathroom she wants in Trump Tower. This was after Ted Cruz said he supported moves to require that people only go to the restroom that matches their birth certificate, and that he supported baseball player turned ESPN commentator Curt Schilling, who was fired on Wednesday for reposting a picture of an overweight man in a wig with the caption, "Let him into the restroom with your daughter or else you're a narrow-minded, judgmental, unloving, racist bigot who needs to die." Schilling told the Boston sports radio station WEEI that he is not transphobic.
I didn't post that.
Right.
But again, I made a comment paraphrasing it would be, you know, people that go to the bathroom standing up use one and people that go to the bathroom sitting down use the other. And that's turned into somehow I'm transphobic.
All of which brings us to Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. So he didn't post it. He reposted it. But should Schilling have been fired?
It wasn't just that. And that's the important thing. He has this long history of often confounding and upsetting to his employers and certainly to a lot of would-be baseball fans who enjoy his analysis on what makes a slider slide, for instance. But it's this long history of delving into memes and delving into often far right-wing fringe concepts. He recently served a suspension by conflating Muslims with Nazis in a post. Mm-hmm. He has said that, you know, Hillary Clinton should be buried under a jail. He has talked about he didn't even get suspended for this, talking about Cecil the Lion, and if Cecil the Lion were killed in Benghazi, we'd be getting some answers. So he has like a moth to a flame, an attraction to social media. He keeps getting in trouble, although sometimes he doesn't get in trouble, and it keeps embarrassing ESPN, who doesn't really have a well spelled out policy, except in this case, it just went too far for them and he was let go.
Well, Mike, then there's the hockey player, Chicago Blackhawks forward Andrew Shaw, who's been suspended for a game for using a gay slur out on the ice. Now, he's apologized to the gay and lesbian community. He claims those comments don't reflect how he feels. But what does the incident reflect? I mean, is the sport maybe changing because things like this are getting called and they might not have been in the past? What's going on?
Yeah. This is. I think it's a good contrast because ESPN never had a clear policy with Curt Schilling, and he would talk about evolution, and they didn't know what to do. He would talk about Darwinism, but the sports leagues, and they weren't perfect, and for a long time they were a hotbed of anti-gay homophobic sentiment. But recently, especially the NHL and the NBA have said you can't use anti-gay slurs. NBA players have come out against that. Kobe Bryant was suspended for that a few years ago, and this year Rajon Rondo was suspended for it. And what there is consistency in punishment. And even during the playoffs, you know, Andrew Shaw, the Blackhawks could lose tonight. They're down 3-1 against the Blues. Mm-hmm. He's an important player for the Blackhawks, but he is suspended because the NHL is saying clearly and consistently, this is not something we will countenance.
Oh. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. We will post some of the things we've been talking about at here and now.org. Mike, thanks so much as always.
You're welcome.